everybody. Welcome to Game Goofs. Today is January 13th, 2022. This is Season 4, Episode 12? Question mark? Neil, we have discovered a lost episode that was never put out. I don't know when it's going to drop. I don't know anything.
October got weird, all right? One fell through the cracks. It's still relevant. Maybe more relevant now than ever.
As I always say, I cannot be upset or yell at anybody because I literally do nothing but show up and talk. So, I don't post anything. I don't record anything. I show up and I say the words. So, but my name is Dan Curry. We are going virtual today just because, you know, COVID's getting crazy again. We're just being a little cautious. But hopefully everything calms down soon. So Neil's over there. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. And Clinton, how are you doing today?
Also doing well.
Good, I'm doing good. Well. I'm not doing good. I'm doing well. Sorry.
Superman does good. Hey, before we start, we just came back and I saw someone on Twitter being like, yeah, Game Goose is back. If you are a fan of the show, one thing we know asked for that we probably should, go and give us one of those ratings on the Spotify, on the Apple podcast. You know, say, hey, these guys, they do it.
Or even better, I hear that a written review is really what gets it.
Oh, so, there we go. Then we can find more fans.
See if iTunes reviews allows emojis. And just do an emoji review, please.
There you go. Only emojis.
Or you can write your real thoughts. You know, you don't have to use emojis.
I think in emojis, okay?
Do whatever you feel. You know, that's just kind of the vibe of this show. Do whatever you want, whenever you want, and we extend that to you. You know, once you hear it, there's not many rules.
We can't expect more of our listeners than we do of ourselves.
Exactly. So, what video games have you folks been playing?
Wilder Myth.
Is it Wilder Myth or Wilder Myth?
Wildermyth sounds ways. So stupid. Yes, Wildermyth. I'm out in the Wildermyth.
Wildermyth sounds way better than Wildermyth.
I'm out in the Wildermyth.
All right, well.
You sound like you have a bad lisp and you're trying to say wilderness.
I say both, depending on the day. But yeah, you've been playing that. Have you been playing it solo, Clinton, or just...
Yeah, I'm through two of the campaigns. You've played a lot more than I have, but...
I don't think so, because I'm on, like, chapter 4 of the second campaign.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were on the fourth campaign.
No. I play slowly, because, like, the game has such good ending points once you get to the end of the chapter that for some reason my body's like, okay, that's the end of today. And, like, I go, I love it, but I don't really play more than one chapter every time I join in. So, and we played it with our friend Cody as well. That was fun.
Yeah, I've played it multiplayer a handful of times, and it's been very fun to play multiplayer. So, for those of you who don't know, it's a turn-based RPG kind of thing where you take on the role of different adventurers. Think like D&D adventurers. As the story like progresses in this singular world, your adventurers age... They get older, they'll retire from being adventurers. If they go down in battle, they can either die or have like lasting injuries, lose an eye, lose a leg. Or I don't know if they lose a leg, but I know that they can lose an eye.
Can lose legs.
Yeah, I figured they could. But they would take lasting injuries, like maybe they have a permanent penalty to their total max health they can have. Things like that. And then they can have relationships with each other where they can get married or they can be rivals with each other. They can be, like best friends, rivals. They can get married. They can have children. Your children can become adventurers. All this different stuff. And it persists through these different chapters of each campaign. So you'll have, 10-year gaps in between each chapter or more or less. And so your adventures, like, you'll start with, a bunch of 20-year-old goofballs, and then by, chapter 4, they're all in their late 50s, early 60s, and they're trying to, eke out a last little bit of adventuring before they, either keel over or, their hip goes bad or whatever happens to old people.
Yeah. And there's so many random things that can happen that are really cool. So the reason I know that someone can lose a leg, Clinton, is I had, so in, it doesn't even persist just chapter by chapter. It can persist through campaigns as well. Their relationships and characters and stuff. Yeah. So I had a mage from my first campaign come to my second campaign. And she, in her first campaign, kind of did this thing where she ended up becoming, one of her arms became lightning. And as the game continued, she became more and more lightning. So it was her first arm, and then it was her second arm, then it was one of her legs. Then in battle, she lost her leg that wasn't lightning. And because she was lightning, she actually didn't lose a leg. It actually, the lightning made her leg grow back as a lightning leg. So, like, there's all these little things that, like, that is just, I mean, that can happen to anybody, but, you know, Clinton has
experience. Oh, yeah, just, you know, anyone can take on lightning and have their leg grow back. Anyone.
Right, yeah, that could happen to your character, you know. Yeah. But if you follow the same paths, and that could happen to Clinton, but it didn't. Mm-hmm, and so it happened to my character. And what a cool thing to be like, oh crap, she lost a leg, like what's gonna happen? And then for it to be like, oh cool, now she just has a lightning grew because she's lightning. And so many different things like that have happened. And I've seen one scenario twice, but because the characters are different, they all have like these different descriptors, the scenario played out differently and they had different things. So it's really fun. It's really cool. It's quite amazing that they can make a game that's so procedurally generated, but really draws you into the story of the characters.
It's strange because it's very in depth, very like kind of heavy at moments, but it's a very light game.
Yeah.
It's like easy to understand. It's easy to follow. Mm-hmm. The combat isn't like overly complex. Most characters have like maybe one or two, three, four at max they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, I don't know, it plays really well, and I think it's very well.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's supposed to be coming to Switch in maybe this year, maybe early next year, and then hopefully it comes to other things. But right now it's just PC. And as you guys know, I'm not a PC player, but this game makes me want to pick up my computer and play it. Which is rare for me.
You can play it on Max. You can play it on Max too.
Yep. It's on both. So, speaking of turn-based games like this, we also jumped into our Divinity 2 game.
Yeah.
The three of us plus our friend Carl. A really fun way to play Divinity is to not play it for a year and then go back and try to remember what you're doing.
Take a heavily turn-based game and then put 365 days in between each session.
None of us know what anything does. We're all like reading our spells and like trying to figure out all of the interactions and shit again.
Yeah, trying to remember what we were doing.
We had a blast though.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun. I think we kind of figured out, because I think we had fought the battle that we just finished with. I think we had attempted and lost. Decided to go level up elsewhere, and we must have done that, because then we went back and won this battle. Not like
barely.
Blew it away or anything, but we did win.
Barely won, yeah.
So, but sometimes that happens.
Down to the wire.
Half the party.
It was down to the wire.
Yeah. So, but I'm excited. We definitely need to play more of that. That's such a good game. But if you have played Divinity, by the way, if you would like Wildermyth or Wildermyth, however you want to say it.
Wildermyth.
Wildermyth.
Welcome to the Grand Wildermyth.
Wildermyth. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you want to say it. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were cracking up trying to figure out. First off, we opened the game and Clinton's in a jail
cell. Yeah, I'm just locked in a jail cell. And I was like, I can't get out. But I forgot that I could just teleport.
Which at the time you were probably like, I'll just teleport in this jail cell. It'll be funny to get in it next time, not realizing that the next time is going to be a year later.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been playing Halo Infinite, still enjoying that. Really, Halo Infinite and Wildermyth have taken up so much of my game time. I haven't really tried anything new. But right before this, I jumped into Spelunky 2. It just came to Game Pass. If you've never played Spelunky, it's a very, very difficult, like, kind of platformer roguelike. I think it was the first roguelike I ever played. But it's good. It just seems like more of the same. I know I will never beat it because it's super hard.
Yep.
But it's fun.
I got nothing for you.
We all played Overwatch as well.
We played Overwatch and it was
remarkable.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's me. I've always enjoyed my time reuniting with Overwatch. Just the first time I played it, I was like, I'd rather just not though. Granted, we have a lot of fun when we just do like little custom games, but in the game itself, no, I'm done. I'm pretty done. I'm definitely done.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, other than that, I played a bit of a game called Escape Simulator. It's just a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
Escape room. Kind of puzzles. Pretty fun. It has a multiplayer, so I'm waiting to play that with our friend at some point. Played a little bit of it. Witchit, which is a
game.
There's a lot of it's you know transform in something that's in the level. So if it's in a library, there's a bunch of books, portraits, stools, bookshelves, you know, fruit, just like random ass shit scattered throughout the whole level. Your little witch character can run around, change into anything, and then try to hide amongst all the other props. And then there's a group of people called hunters that are trying find all the witches.
Nice. I downloaded that game. I definitely have to join in with you guys. I did download that on your recommendation. I did forget one other game that I've been playing quite a bit of, which is Super Mario Party.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mario Party Superstars. There we go. Yeah, that's good. That's one of the better Mario Parties that's come out in a long time. It's just clean, classic Mario Party. They finally did it. They went back to their roots.
It's a lot of fun. The mini games are all really good.
The online works great.
Yeah, it does. It works really well. It has the standard foibles of Mario Party where the three person versus one are always trash.
Yeah.
But, you know, beyond that, it's a very cool and what you would expect out of a Mario Party. I don't have any dumb.
Yep.
And the online actually works.
It works really well. I have not had a single problem with it.
It works strange in a strange way as anything.
As expected, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, before you even start the game, you have to choose if you're going to play online or not. Which is kind of odd.
Okay.
But it's all right. It still works great and all that stuff. So, any other games that you guys have been playing? I know we've been off, but I haven't been playing as many games.
I haven't either. Halo. Apex, nothing remarkable.
Nothing new. I don't know if
I talked about it, but I bought Phoenix Rising when it was on sale. It's like Zelda, but a little worse and a little more combat oriented, and it's fun. I should have said it first. It's not bad. It's got an interesting story. It's fun.
Yes, they took the Zelda formula and did a good job with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you played that yet, Clinton?
What is it? Sorry.
Phoenix Rising.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, something to check out.
They took Zelda and they Ubisoft it. You can play it for $20. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that if you're looking for something to hold you over till Breath of the Wild 2. So puzzles aren't as good. Puzzles actually are pretty trash in that game.
Are they?
Yeah.
There's a couple that are pretty hard.
Yeah, but they're just not as imaginative as the Zelda ones.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it's a really fun. Definitely worth
beating. Beat Nintendo and puzzles.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right. Well, if you guys don't have any games, we're going to do a quiz episode. And we're going to run it.
Puzzles.
Speaking of puzzles.
Puzzles.
See if I can keep my streak alive.
We are going to change the format. So instead of just yelling out the answer, who's going to do best? Clinton and Neil each have on their side the numbers 1 through 20. So I'm going to give them a category. They're going to feel how confident they are on it, and they can bet 1 through 20. Once they bet that amount, they cannot bet that amount again. So it's kind of some strategy. If you feel something comes up that you're like, I don't know anything about this, you might want to bet low. If you know you're like feeling confident, you bet high. Then at the end, we'll tally up all the points and see who wins. We are using questions from the Ultimate Video Game Trivia made by Professor... Oh, where'd it go? Professor Puzzles, I think?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, Professor Puzzle.
Wait, how will we be submitting our answer to you?
So I'm just gonna say, here's what it is. You guys choose. I don't know. We're doing a little bit of, since we're not in the same room, we're doing a little bit of honesty. You know, write down your answer or whatever, and then I'll ask what you wrote down. So, and I'll tell you who's, I won't say who's right until you both give me your answer.
Okay. Got it.
So, all right. Are we ready?
Yeah, that's an easy one to start.
Oh, I'm just going in order of what I have them.
Fair enough. Okay.
But I don't think this one's too hard. The category is game developers.
I'm not going 20 right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm just gonna feel out this game a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with a 6.
6? Okay, Clinton?
I'm gonna go one less than that. Start with a 5. Goal 5.
All right. Which former Gears of War studio is the developer for the 2017 game Fortnite Battle Royale? You guys, let me know when you have your answers.
What did I say? Did I say 5?
You said 5.
Okay.
And Neil said 6. I think that's a pretty easy one to start.
Yeah, because I do know it, but my brain's not telling me. Clint looks like he's Googling.
No, I'm moving my list around.
All right.
It's the people who did with the thing.
The biggest game on the planet.
Yeah, I know.
Who develops it?
I can like almost see the logo.
Clinton, have you got yours down?
Yeah.
Your guess? All right, Neil, I think you just got to throw a guess down.
Yeah, it's not right. I got it.
Okay. Clinton, your answer.
Epic.
And Neil, yeah. Your answer.
Epic Games.
Yep, you guys both got it right. So
no, Neil, I wrote the coalition. I didn't get it right.
So Neil gets 0, Clinton gets 5.
Very honest about that. God, I knew it was Epic. Fuck.
I was like, this is all right. Well, they're going to get harder.
What do you mean they're going to get harder?
I mean, there's some harder ones in there, I'm saying. There's some easy ones. It's all a mixed bag. So I did kind of vet them to see if there's, you know, get ones out that you guys would have absolutely no idea. Okay, this next one, the category is fonts.
Fonts? F-O-N-T?
F-O-N-T-S, fonts.
Oh, my God. Fuck, I like work with designers, and I'm going yep. 2.
Yeah, the category is a little bit of a tricky, because they don't have categories on here. I'm making up the category.
I'm going 2.
I'll go, you know what? I'll do 10. I'm going to get a little ballsy with it. I'm going to lose right. 10, but...
Is it Papyrus?
All right. With names shared with the typefaces used for their speech bubbles, what are the names of the skeleton duo in Undertale called?
Oh, fuck. Well...
Can you say that one more time?
With names shared with the typefaces used for their speech bubbles, what are the skeleton duo in Undertale called? So basically, there's a duo, and they're named after what their typeface is
their
used.
Font is.
Yeah, basically.
They're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And...
Anybody got... I don't know if either of you played Undertale, but they're good. It's good guessing for fonts. You guys got names down?
No, just saying it.
Guess. All righty.
A second.
I wouldn't say this is the hardest one I have for you guys.
This is the hardest one?
I think so. Because I know you guys have neither played Undertale. And I played it, and I don't know if I could call it.
I started it, but I can't name any of the characters.
Yeah.
I know one character. And his name is typeface related.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what
the other
his
one
brother
would be.
I don't know. I'm just going to put a thing.
Throw down a guess. Yep. All right, Neil, what's your guess?
I have Papyrus, which is one. And
mm-hmm.
Roman?
Nope. Clinton?
I put Papyrus, which is the one I didn't know, in Sans?
Yes!
Because I knew Sans was a character.
I knew Papyrus was one.
That's funny that you joked Papyrus! Yeah. That's the hardest one?
I think so. Right. For both of you, so. There might be one.
So
that,
there,
like,
might be one that I don't know. I
see. That Clinton knows and one that Neil doesn't. So, all right, I'm actually getting rid of this one. I think that one snuck in. So, okay. What is the name of the artificial intelligence?
Wait! Do we not?
I don't get it. You're right. Your category. Sorry. Your category is.
You get a big hint on this one.
AI.
Get a big hint on this one.
I'll go with a 9. Feels cool.
Okay.
Artificial games. I feel like I only know one. So I'm just going to I'm going to reel it back a little. I'm going to say a number 1. Number 2 on this.
Okay. He's not going to ask us about Cortana.
I know, that's why I'm saying the number 2.
What is the name of the artificial intelligence in charge of the testing facility at Aperture Science in the 2007 video game Portal?
As soon as you started reading it, like before you even got to it, I was like, oh, there's that one that's in Portal.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, what is your answers?
GLaDOS.
Yeah. All right, so Neil, what'd you get on that one, 9?
9. I'm keeping track of my points here. So far, it's 9. So
I'm just writing my answers in my list. So
okay, yeah, I got the scores over here. So alrighty, the next one is going to be, the category is Destiny.
Oh, 1.
I'll go 8. It's been a very long time.
Okay. I'll say 8 as well. I'll say 8 as well.
8? Yeah. Both doing 8. All right. Yeah. This one's actually pretty hard.
Oh, what is... well then 1.
No, we're going 8. What is the name of the first raid in Destiny?
Oh, fuck. You don't even know this.
Nope. But you both play Destiny. Just write something Destiny sounding down.
I don't know what any of the...
the raids are called.
Yeah.
Let me give you, the charge of the Iron Codex. There you go.
Yeah, I wrote that. Something very similar. Not
okay.
I wrote something of a location that I know is in Destiny with, you know, similar descriptors on the front.
What is the name? What's yours, Clinton? What's your guess?
I put Hunger of the Moon.
That's why I thought this one would be fun. But you'll get it. Neil, what do your guess is the Codex, Iron Codex?
No. I was trying to give him some, I was trying to spark inspiration for him. I don't have an answer. I think it is something about the moon. It's like Wizards on the Moon, right?
No, it's called the Vault of Glass.
Oh, damn it. Oh, the first raid! I did.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking of Strikes, but I still wouldn't have got it. But yeah. All right, so that's no 8 for Neil. I think I'm being too tenuous, and like I got to go bigger sooner, otherwise I'll have no options.
This is dragons. The category dragons.
The way you said it. This one is dragons.
I'm making them up on the spot, baby. I'm looking at the question and going, what's the category?
This one's dragons. I'm going high.
I went 19.
Oh, you're going 19? Okay, okay. You're thinking it's Skyrim related.
It's gotta be Parthenon, right?
Parthenax, you mean?
I'm French, it's Naux. N-A-U-X.
It might be Parthenon, I don't know. I think it's Parthenon. Yeah, fuck it, 19, let's do it. I'm just gonna take Neil's points every time.
People call him Party Snacks.
Party Snacks.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Mario.
Which dragon shout in the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim translates as force, balance, push?
Oh. Oh, come on.
Yeah. this one is dragons, boy.
This one's dragons. This one's Hey guys, this one's dragons.
All right, you guys got this one?
Yeah.
That would all be right. a Fusro Da.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, I gotta make sure I marked it. Hunger of the Moon.
Not correct. I think we're on question 6 here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Alrighty. This one is mobile games.
Going for a solid 4.
Mobile games? Hit me with that.
Yeah.
14.
No, I'm going to go with 11. Okay, okay.
Okay, 11 and 14. Here we go. Debuting in 2009, which mobile video game franchise is developed by Rovio Entertainment?
Oh, come on.
It's a big one. So, I'll give you that one.
Rovio Entertainment. All right, I got a guess. I don't know if it's right.
Ben, you got a guess?
I think I know this one.
Okay. Neil, you want to start since you think you don't know?
Flappy Bird.
Clinton?
Tiny Wings. Tiny Wings is what it's called. Sorry. Isn't it Tiny Wings?
There is a game called Tiny Wings. Clinton?
It is bird related. I believe it is Angry Birds.
Yes, it is Angry Birds.
Oh my god, I was like, it's not going to be Angry Birds.
Yep.
It's Angry Birds.
So how much did you get, Clint?
14.
14. Alrighty. The next one is Villain.
Villain?
Yeah.
That could be That could be 18. Anything. 6.
Okay, and what are you doing, Neil? 8?
18.
Oh, 18. All right, here we go. The antagonist Voss infamously gives a definition of insanity in which video game?
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
Any
Voss? V-O-S?
V-A-A-S.
Okay.
Got to guess. I don't think it's right, but I got to guess.
All right. What is your guess, Neil?
All right, I think Clint's still thinking.
No. Oh. I wrote down something.
All right. Metal Gear?
Clinton, what is yours?
I put Star Fox.
No, Neil, I thought you were going to have it. It's Far Cry 3.
Oh, that's isn't it? Yeah. If you expect me to remember the story from a Far Cry game, then we're in trouble.
Do you think I ever watched a story in a Far Cry game?
All righty. Okay. The next one is party games.
I feel like you're trying to trick me. I feel like you're trying to trick me. 9.
Okay. In which video game must the player use cooking and cooperation skills in order to save the Onion Kingdom?
Trick me.
I feel like you guys probably have it pretty quick here.
Yeah.
Nope. I know what it is, but I don't know what the name of it is. I mean, you're cute little guys and you chop up stuff.
Oh,
and you throw
Neil.
Neil, what's up with you today? You a little tired?
Did you eat a snack? Did you have dinner before this?
Yeah, you need to eat something.
This episode's sponsored by HelloFresh.
Oh, he needs some milk.
It's cooking with your friends. You know?
All right, I'm going to give you a second to write down.
Yeah, yeah. How many points did you wager?
12.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a second. I'm going to go get a beer. While I'm doing that, you come up with the answer.
with an answer.
It's Tiny Chefs. It's cooking with your friends. It's,
You drive around a little van, you know? There's a little raccoon chef.
It's a game that we have played.
We beat it together. All the three of us together beat it, you know?
And it's a great time and
very fun.
It's called Fun Cooking Times with Your Buddies.
All right, Neil, you got a real guess?
No, I don't. It's cooking with your friends.
All right, cooking with your friends is Neil's answer. Clinton, you want
overcooked.
Overcooked. Thank you. Well, not thank you. I got it wrong, but that was.
What did you? What did you bet, Glenn?
9.
Yeah, Neil, we gotta get you some broccoli or something for the next one. I don't know if broccoli helps with your memory.
Ooh.
All right, this next one is called Decisions. Decisions is the category.
Decisions. He says Decisions. My first thought is Mass Effect. And Dragon Mass Age. Effect has mass in it, and so mass equals massive in my brain. So I'm going big. 16.
16.
I am a creature of indecision. I am going 1.
All right. In Fallout 3, which settlement does the Lone Wanderer have the option of detonating an unexploded nuclear bomb? It's a big decision you get to make in this game.
Yep.
I've never played
Arguably the biggest. You've never played Fallout 3?
I have both not and have blown up the town.
I think I know the name of the town, though. I could be wrong.
It is probably...
Is it nuclear bomb related?
I mean...
I'm not going to change my answer at this point.
Okay, you got something written down? Yeah. You got something down, Clint or Neil?
No.
All right. We got to get a timer on Neil.
Okay, cool. It's called Missilesville.
Neil's going with Missilesville.
It's called Megaton?
Megaton.
It is called Megaton.
I'm the man who's never played.
It's totally Megaton.
All right.
You got 2 right?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Luck one of them was wrong. 19, but you got the 19. Yeah.
I bet 19 too.
But it's good at trivia too, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes terrible at trivia.
All right. This one is science fiction. Do 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 do.
Why not? 12.
You only got your high numbers left, Neil.
I got 3, 4, 5, and 7.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying to catch up. I gotta go big now, you know?
Yeah, what you going with?
I said 15.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. All right. With a name inspired by those of 2 famous science fiction writers, who is the protagonist of the Dead Space series? You know, it's funny because I feel like as I was going through these, I was like, you know, Clinton plays like kind of niche games, like games that are kind of like he plays a lot of indie games. He plays Factorio. You know, he doesn't play the big Far Cries, the big this, that, and the other thing for the most part. And I was like, I feel like I'm really helping Neil out.
But Neil's recall is not great.
Dead Space, and he's named after 2.
Famous science fiction writers.
If I get half of it right, do I get points? I think I know his first name. I'm not so sure about the second.
Gotcha. I don't know. We'll see.
I just gave you a gender, Clinton.
I figured it was a...
We're talking video game
protagonist.
And it's not Aloy or Lara Croft.
Yep. Does everyone have something down?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Neil?
Is it Isaac Clarke?
Clinton?
I have an Asimov, but I wrote Philip Asimov.
Nope, it is Isaac Clarke.
Hey.
See, I had Isaac, and then I was like, I can only think of Philip K. Dick and Isaac Asimov, so I'm just going to put Philip Asimov. Who's Clarke? What?
I have no idea. I did not know this piece of trivia until I looked at this card.
Isaac.
Yes, K.E. I'm interested. A little bit of learning today.
Arthur C. Clarke. So he wrote it. He wrote 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, he yeah. So he co-wrote the screenplay for 2003 Space Odyssey. Science fiction writer and avid popularizer of space travel.
Oh, The Fountains of Paradise too. Okay. I haven't read it, but I know of it. Okay. I didn't know that's why he was named Isaac Clarke.
No idea, but all right, question 11.
You started that one weird.
Yeah. I thought you were asking the question. I was like, we gotta put numbers on it.
This category is called winner.
Not me. I'm gonna go with a 10.
If it's winner, I gotta go 20, you know?
Yeah. Ooh.
What victory message is given to the player, duo, or squad that wins a round of Player Unknown's Battlegrounds? Which victory message?
All right, I got it.
I've played this. I've never gotten a chicken dinner, though. So, no winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That is correct.
Nice. I have a chicken dinner now, but yeah.
All right.
I don't think that's correct, technically.
It is not technically correct. You do get winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You said winner so many times in the question, I figured that was fine.
What did you bet, Neil?
Chicken dinner. Oh, 10.
You bet a chicken dinner.
I bet a chicken dinner.
That's rude to do to Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck you.
All right. This is video game sales.
What is Steam?
13.
14.
All right. With more than 80 million copies sold, what was the best-selling game on the Nintendo Wii? This one I want you to think about a little bit.
Kind of a trick. How many copies?
80 million.
Can I ask a question that'll give it away?
Maybe.
I have my answer down already.
Do bundled games count?
Yes.
I'm counting them.
I'm assuming you have the same answer then if you're counting it, Neil. All right, you guys both got it then? Down, yes. What you want? Neil?
Wii Sports?
Clinton?
Sports.
Yep, that is correct. Good question, Clinton. But yeah. What did you bet, Neil?
14.
And Clinton did 13, right?
Correct.
All righty. This one is gamer score.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3 as well. This is probably deep fucking Xbox One knowledge. Yep.
In the original Gears of War for the Xbox 360, how many kills in ranked versus multiplayer matches were required to earn the Seriously achievement?
So you'd have to get kills against other players?
Yes. How many other players that you have to kill for them to give you Seriously? Overall kills. I picked this one because I knew no one would know it. It'd just be a number guessing game.
Can we do Price is Right rules then?
Oh, we can do Price is Right rules on this one. You agree to it?
3 points, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, let me write my answer here.
Again, as we said at the top of the show, there's not really rules. Well, for a good time.
It's like...
Changes everything, though. Like, what do I actually write?
I got no strategy, so I'll just say it's like 999,999, like 99, right? It's 99, it's nines all the way down.
Benton?
I was going to say 150K.
No, it is 10,000.
So I was one short?
No, yeah, I thought you were saying...
I thought you were way...
Oh, yeah, I was going 100,000.
Yeah. You were going way, way higher. So we're giving Clinton 3 points.
No, I went way over, too.
Oh, yeah, you both went over. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, we went over. All right, no one gets a three.
I did not think you guys were going to guess that many. That's so many multiplayer kills.
It's a lot.
I don't know how their multiplayer works. Like, yeah. Is it like Halo? Because it wouldn't be that many kills in Halo.
No, I don't know, but I also suck at Gears. So.
It's round-based, so when you're dead until the next round, usually.
All right, this is video game creators.
Five. All right. I don't have one anymore.
Who is the creator of the Civilization series?
Oh, right there on the tin.
We got some answers.
Yeah.
Clinton.
It's Sid Meier.
Sid Meier.
Neil. Yeah. Sid Meier. Yep, it is Sid Meier. I was trying to think of a better like. What would you call like what would you call like Todd Howard or like
he's a you director
know, yeah director but like
faces of
yeah faces of video games would have been a good one. Oh, 5-1.
I watched a devs react to speedruns and the mm-hmm. people who did the game who were at the time the game developers for Obsidian when they did New Vegas watched the speedrun, and at some point they're like, look, we knew we shipped this with bugs, but not that many. They're just abusing it.
This one is Arch Nemesis. Category Arch Nemesis.
I like a 13. Evil number, Arch, let's do it.
I'll go 11. That's the closest I have to 13.
All right. Since his first appearance in the 1992 game Kirby's Dream Land, who has been Kirby's arch enemy?
Oh, well, hold on.
What?
Bunch. And one of them flip-flops.
One of them flip-flops? It's from the night. His first appearance was in 1992 game Kirby's Dream Land.
I'm going with my gut. I have an alternate answer, but I don't think it's.
It's been a very long time. I've played that game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I played it on my Game Boy, and I got farther than maybe.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if the character I'm seeing it, so I'm going to put a funny joke answer.
Okay. Clinton, what is your funny joke answer?
The apple tree.
No.
The big apple tree. Beginning
Neil?
Of the Kirby game.
Is that Meta Knight?
No.
It's King Dedede.
King Dedede.
Ah, the other one I was thinking of is the evil, like, nightmare space monster. Like,
gotcha.
Rasputin or something.
Yeah, King Dedede didn't cross my mind until, I thought of Meta Knight, which was my, like, you know, somewhat serious answer, and then I was like, that angry apple tree is... And then as you were answering, I was like, oh my god, King Dedede is Kirby.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I spent that whole round trying to think of Kirby characters from Smash Brothers. Could only come up with Meta Knight.
yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, King Dedede, that's the one I know, just only from Smash Brothers as well. I don't know if I've ever played a Kirby game with...
Yeah, I never got to...
What's that evil nightmare monster's name? Is it Rasputin? It's not
Rasputin.
I think it's something close to that.
Okay, this category is minions. Minions.
Not
the little yellow people.
I'll go with 7.
Are you thinking of Marks?
It marks, the creator of communism.
No, there's a Kirby character named Marks. He's like a
you're
jester
right.
hat.
I think that's why Rasputin was
in my head. sorry, what are we doing? Minions?
Minions.
Like Despicable Me minions or like...
Nope, not the little yellow people.
Like...
Banana.
All right. What
Wait,
are we guessing?
Numbers,
are we putting
numbers? 7.
Neil?
Oh, what did I circle? Uh-oh. Seven.
Seven for both?
Wait, what question are we on?
15. You're figuring it out?
I have 16 circles.
Uh-oh, so you just circled one. We'll give you seven. I don't think you've used it yet.
I think I'm on seven. Yeah. I circled seven.
From which other video game franchise are the Raving Rabbids originally a spinoff?
Wait, are you asking me where they spun off or where they came from?
Where they came from. What were they originally a spinoff from?
What they spun off.
I got it. I'm going to start marking the ones I got right.
I don't know if this is correct or not.
All right.
I've said that about every single one I've gotten correct.
All right. We both have an answer down?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Raymond.
Clinton.
Raymond. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. Raymond. Okay. Seven. And what'd you put, Clinton?
Seven.
Ooh. Seven and seven.
I've never
played. Wait, so how many numbers do you have left, Clinton?
One, two, three.
Four.
Okay. We're good. We're good.
All righty. Now, this one is called Game Mechanics.
17.
I'm just going to get my low number out, and then it's heavy all the way down. Four.
Alrighty. In Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor, what is the name of the gameplay system that creates dynamic stories involving the enemy Uruks? Uruks? Yeah, tailored to each individual player.
Got it.
Oh, I don't remember what it's called in this one, but maybe it's the same name. Or maybe.
Yeah. To my knowledge, they kind of created this.
I think it's from a Batman.
No, fun. They were. It was originally developed for a Batman game, and then the studio lost the rights to it, and they switched it over to a.
Does Lord of the Rings count? Because definitely.
Spelling does not count.
Okay. The Nemesis system?
Clinton?
That's what I had, yeah.
Yep, correct. The Nemesis system.
Should have gone higher on that one.
So four for Neil, and what is it for you, Clinton?
17.
Big boy.
Hefty.
All right, this one is Animal Crossing characters.
Fuck.
It's gotta be, you know, because Dan wouldn't hit us with a fucking like Carl, the crocodile. It's gotta be like, what's the annoying ass bitch that fucking reads the announcement that everyone loves? Is absolutely the fucking worst.
Isabel?
Yeah, Isabel. It's gotta be something like that.
It's not Isabel. And if it's not Tom Nook.
I'm screwed. It might be his kids, and I have no idea what their names are. I'm going four. If it's Isabel, I'd be fucking pissed.
16 is my lowest number, so right. Here we go.
In the Animal Crossing series, which greedy character upgrades your home?
Damn it! Yeah. Neil, you talked me out of it.
Tom Nook.
Tom well, Nook. Yeah, I hope. That is correct. So what did you put down, Neil?
16.
And Clinton,
wasn't he named?
Four.
He was named Tom Nook because, or is it the logo thing?
It's the kind of animal that he is.
Oh yeah.
You know what it is? I'll give you a point if you do.
What is it? You give tanuki. Me one of your points.
It's a tanuki.
Right. Okay. We'll do this one next. This is question 19. It is indie games.
Fuck you. 15. This last one better be fucking good, Dan. Or I'm gonna be
pissed. I burn my 20? No, I'm going to use 20 of the 20th question. That makes sense. So I'm going 17.
17, and what did you say for Clinton?
15.
Okay. Shoshone National Forest is a setting for which 2016 video game?
Got it.
Gotta be this.
All right, we'll cut them down.
Firewatch.
Clinton?
That's what I put, too.
Correct.
It's not fun when you get all the ones right that I get.
What'd you get, Neil?
17.
And Clinton?
15.
All right, this last one's kind of a doozy.
Fuck. Well, 20.
I wouldn't say it's hard, but it's a kind of a three-parter.
It's a thumper.
It's a three-parter?
Yep.
Hey, I asked for a good question on the end. He's giving it. He's delivering.
Yep. This is a three-parter, and it is video game characters.
Clinton wins.
18. Neil's got 20.
Alrighty.
20 on the vine.
What are the full names? We have to do the full names of the three playable characters from Grand Theft Auto 5.
Fuck you. Full names?
Yep. First and last. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Having a hard time remembering which one is 5.
5 is the most recent one that has come out a million times.
Okay.
Can we just do first names? Because I can't remember all their first names.
Let's take a guess. We already have a pretty clear winner. So.
Oh my god, I don't even know their first names.
Really? Courtney knew this?
Like, yeah, but Courtney's probably played 170 hours of it.
Yeah. She struggled on one of them. The same one I would, actually. I'm interested to hear the made-up names you come up with.
I think it's Mike.
Don't give up the answers. It's Clinton.
I'm still writing.
Yeah, Clinton's still thinking. Clinton's thinking. He's looking to the skies for answers.
I cannot think of my last character's like first name. I'm not gonna get it, so it doesn't matter. But I just want to think of his name.
The thing is, I feel like two of their names are used all the time, and then one of their names is like never used, or at least his last name. I mean,
I don't know any of their last. I cannot think of the black guy's name. Even though I play him the most because he has the best ability.
Yeah, because he does that car thing.
That'd be wrong. Like, just...
yeah.
I can only think of his friend's name. And it's driving me nuts.
Oh, what's his friend? I can't even remember. I think it's
Lamar.
Oh, that's why I put Leonard.
Leonard is also another character. Leonard is the little guy with the glass.
The
white guy is Michael?
Yeah, it's Michael, Trevor, and...
Trevor.
Sounds like no one got it.
I put Michael Sullivan, Trevor Ligma, and I couldn't think of a third name to put.
My unedited answer is Raul, Mike, and Bennett.
It is. Michael DeSanta.
Okay, I do know that one.
Franklin Clinton.
Franklin.
And his last name is your first name.
Yeah, and I would have never known that.
I kept thinking Clifton.
That's the one I wouldn't have known. And Trevor Phillips.
Trevor Ligma.
Trevor Ligma.
Ligma balls.
Well, we don't need to add this up now, do we?
I mean, we can.
I mean, kind of.
We all know who won here today.
Let's see here. Neil got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. You started getting them a little bit more towards the end.
Yeah, but Clinton didn't fall off. That was the problem.
Yep. He's consistent.
You know what they say about consistent Clinton? I got 70 points. Make sure I did that right.
I should have done it in Excel instead of Word, and I would have been able to do this much more quickly. I got like 117, but I was doing it really fast.
I got 70 points.
Okay.
152 is what I got.
152. Well, I'm not going to do the math.
It was close. I mean, it was close.
So that's the game. I have a whole, so I used this many cards and didn't even read every question off of them. I don't know if you can see that, boys. It's what? Not even maybe
it's like half a stack of normal playing cards.
Yes, it looks like. And this is how many cards I have left.
Participants, and he holds up a stack that is about 4 playing cards thick.
Yes, and there's 2 questions on each card. So. 4
playing card decks thick.
Yeah.
Like, so this is our podcast now.
Yeah, I would say like the last quarter of these are all cards that have 2 questions on them that neither of you would get.
So we should do like a monthly trivia then.
Yeah, right. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
At this point, Clinton's like the super boss. When we take him down,
yeah, there's gonna be like an episode where I lose. It's gonna be so sad.
I think we need to bring in a 4th person, and Dan and I need to be allowed to be on a team.
Well, I've read the cards almost all the cards, so
I'll let you phone a friend, Neil. You can bring in a. I get to pick him. I get to pick him.
Because then maybe I could go through and add some of the ones that they would know.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening to Game Goose. We're happy to be back. We're going to try to get on a better schedule. I am moving. My wife and I found a new house. But I'm not moving.
You just
state.
Found it? You just found
it? We just found it.
Yeah, is that how you get houses now? You just walk out into the woods and you find it?
Stumble across them and go, this one.
It's a squatter's market.
I need to try that.
I also would like to say that we made Neil very jealous because we found a house. Put an offer in on it and got it immediately.
Fuck that shit.
After he put an offer on what? 10 maybe?
I think I lost 7 houses. Something. Yeah.
And we didn't even do anything fancy. We literally gave them $100 when they wanted and asked them to fix a couple of things.
$100. In the course of a house, buying a house, $100 is equivalent to a penny.
Like nothing. And they were like, yep, you guys get it.
It's almost insulting, really.
He, the only thing we can think of is that he lives in Dearborn and doesn't want to come back to Lansing to sign the closing costs. So we said we'd drive to Dearborn to do it.
He's probably like, oh, hell yeah. That's so yes, please. Thank you.
Yes. So that was it. So, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We're going to try to be more consistent and thanks for sticking with us and we'll see you soon. Maybe 2 episodes. Neil might have a secret one for you from a couple weeks.
No, I'm going to post that when we are all of a sudden not consistent and we miss a week.
There you go.
Hey, I edit, I post, stop telling people what I'm going to do with my eps.
You
don't have any charge over what we do with the episodes, Dan.
You're right.
We only pay you to host. You keep your mouth shut about when episodes get posted.
I get that hosting money, boys. How I got the new house. All right, we'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye, folks.